Hope everybody is doing well on this seventh day of Nisan, the first day of April, exactly 1 week away from Erev Pesach. We're up to Mizmor Tesvav. This is one of the most famous Mizmorim in Tehillim. The Gemara in Makos comments about this Mizmor that David was able to distill the entire Torah, 613 mitzvos, into the 11 clauses that we see in this Mizmor. So Mizmor le David. Adonai miyagur be'alacha miyishkon behar kodshecha. So there's a difference between miyagur from the language of ger, a person who happens upon a place, maybe intermittently, maybe infrequently, and miyishkon behar kodshecha, somebody who literally dwells in a place, right? So first, you know, who's able to be even a visitor, so to speak, in the ohel of Hashem, and then certainly who can dwell there. So David HaMelech begins, Halech Tamim, and this is of course a reference to Avram Avinu, his Halech Lefanai Ve'yei Tamim. Hashem said, somebody who walks, that everything that they do, their halichos in this world are bitmimos. It has to do with a certain honesty and a certain integrity, ufo el tzedek, and therefore they do righteousness. Again, number two, that this is with Avram's legacy. Avram was a person, of course, who in everything that he did, tzedek was of the greatest degree of importance. Vidover emes bilvavo, number three, person who can be honest with themselves. And this is, I think, even a higher level of honesty. It's one thing not to cheat other people and to do the right thing by others, but our powers of self-deception, again, not because we're being malicious, but our powers of self-deception are such that, you know, we just are when it comes to anything relating to ourselves, no geya badavar, we're always biased, and we tend to process events in ways that sort of make things more favorable to us. And the ability to be honest with oneself, intellectually honest, emotionally honest with oneself, this is a very important feature, and of course, spiritually speaking as well, that when we look, take a look at ourselves, again, not for anybody else necessarily to point out, but when we look at ourselves and we think of the ways that we can advance ourselves spiritually, so this first requires vidover emes bilavavo. This first requires a certain degree, a very high degree of introspection and honesty. For lo ragal al lishono. A person who's very careful in their speech. Number five, lo asa l're'ehu ra'a, is very careful not to harm a friend. Six, v'cherpa lo nasa al kirovo, that no matter, and again this is so important for the moment that we're in, no matter the provocation sometimes from members of family, the person never engages and responds in kind, always allows, so to speak, water to just flow under the bridge and to let it pass. Without having to escalate situations, without having in any way to make things more tempestuous than they really need to be. Nivzabe nav nimas. The Radak explains this seventh clause as somebody who doesn't think, you know, too highly of themselves. He's nivzabe enav. And yet, ve'es yirei Hashem yichabed, the eighth clause, that person is always finding credit with others. So even if they see themselves as limited, right, it's not as if they have that kind of scrutiny that they apply, you know, a very harsh standard with themselves, and they apply that with others, that they're very generous in their perception of others. So again, you know, a lot of people are very generous in their own self-perception, and they're very critical in their perception of others. So the way the Radak explains this is that this person is just the opposite. Nivze be'inav, in terms of himself, you know, he says that there's a lot left to be desired. But Yirei Hashem, the people, you know, that he perceives to be God-fearing, yichabed, he gives them great honor. And then number nine, nishba lahara v'lo yamir, that this person makes commitments, and even if they're not to his advantage, his physical advantage, his material advantage, you know, he can always be counted on. Like we have the halacha in Kachim, by Tmura, lo yamirenu, that if a person gives a karban, he's not allowed to say, I don't want to give that animal as a karban, I'm going to give another animal as a karban. In that situation, the halacha is, v'hayahu tmuraso yakodesh, both animals become korbanos, right? So lo yasnifenu v'lo yamiro so tov v'ra'u ra b'tov. Even if a person thinks it's because they want to give a better korban. So here you have this language here. You have a person who said he's going to give tzedakah and circumstances change and it's much harder for them to give tzedakah. They give tzedakah anyway. A person who says that they're going to observe a particular tainus and things change and it becomes less convenient for them, but their word and it is their bond. So nishba lahara v'lo yamir. 10. Kaspa lo nasan b'neshach. Right, he doesn't violate the Torah's principles of interest. And here the Radak says, not just when it comes to between a Jew and a fellow Jew, but even when it comes to a Jew and a non-Jew, this happens to be machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, when the Ramban says that we have no obligation to charge interest to non-Jews. A person can show chesed there as well. And the Radak says, that's what probably David HaMelech was referring to, is that if somebody who happens not to be Jewish, you know, is in need of a loan, even though it's perfectly normal to charge for access to capital, just like we would if we were renting out a car, we would charge a person a fee, and they wouldn't just have to give the car back, but they'd have to give you some money for renting the car. So when it comes to access to capital, which is no less a commodity, obviously, it's the ultimate commodity because it's the most most optionality to it. Nonetheless, this person stays away from Neshach. V'shochad al naki lo lakach, right? The person is incorruptible. The person cannot be bribed, cannot be sort of swayed from the path of integrity. And then this is not one of the. That was David saying hello. Osa eile lo yimot le'olam. This is not officially. So, Osa Eila lo yimot le'olam, this is not officially one of the 11 clauses here, but David HaMelech concludes by saying a person who does even one of these, as interpreted by the Gemara, will never be knocked off kilter, will never be knocked off balance. And that's one of the most important virtues that we all need right now, is that even, of course, as everything has changed all around us, and it's important to acknowledge that and not to run away from that, but a certain sense of balance is always required, both in terms of specific decisions, but also in terms of one's general demeanor, to be able to, you know, have the steadfastness and resilience which this community has demonstrated so admirably. Osa eila lo yimot le'olam, that the hallmark of the righteous person is a certain basic kind of stability that animates their personality. It doesn't mean that they're dispassionate or apathetic, God forbid, but there's a certain basic core feature of stability, which is really so fundamental. So again, if I had to, you know, pick out, you know, two elements of this mizmor, it would be that the need for stability, and then again, dover emes b'lavavo, as we all are engaged in the cheshbon hanefesh right now, in terms of, you know, what it is that the call of the hour is, that the importance of being honest with ourselves is the first step towards whatever particular process we engage in this, we engage in as individuals in this Eis Tzara, to try to enhance ourselves and to try to return to He who is so clearly manifesting Himself as the Master of the universe. Okay, wish everybody a wonderful day.